Buy Nothing. That's what the sponsors of Buy Nothing Day want you to do tomorrow. They call themselves Adbusters and promote the annual consumer boycott on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Their argument is that one-fifth of the world's population should not consume four-fifths of its resources. The 24-hour consumer fast usually goes unnoticed. This year, the protest is accused of being downright unpatriotic. Kalle Lassen started Buy Nothing Day 10 years ago.
Ever since September 11, we suddenly started getting a whole bunch of emails and phone calls from people who said, hey, this is just the wrong thing to do this year. And it threw us for a bit of a loop for a few days, for a few weeks, but we talked to a lot of people and we found out that underneath this veneer of patriotism, there is actually a lot of people who feel that this year Buy Nothing Day is more important than ever. And more people started coming out of the woodwork and saying, no, no, this year let's go and do Buy Nothing Day, and this year let's do it with a vengeance.
You have Buy Nothing Day on the day when there are a lot of sales, the beginning of Christmas shopping season.
Yes, that's right. The day after Thanksgiving, every American is expected to go out and hit the malls and start consuming. And of course, this year, something very strange has happened because our leaders are actually telling people to go out and consume because it's somehow their patriotic duty to do so. That statement by President Bush that we should go out and consume to help the war effort, to me, it is one of the most oxymoronic statements that a president of the United States has ever come up with.
How so?
Well, because it just doesn't make anything but very short-term economic sense. Sure, we all know that if we go out into the malls right now and max out on our credit cards as we have for the last 10 years, then in the short term, sure, the shops will do better and somehow the economy will be helped. But in the long term, that kind of an attitude is a disaster because we are literally living off the backs of future generations and using up the resources and harming the ecological systems of the planet. Not only is it bad logic, but I also find it unethical because I'm old enough to remember what happened during and after the Second World War. I remember we were told to be frugal, and we were told that the way to win this war was to have a lot of self-discipline and live simple, frugal lives. And now, 50, 60 years later, we are told that the way to win this war is to go out and consume. It is just the wrong way to go.
Of course, if buying is patriotic, then it follows that having a day in which you don't buy would be unpatriotic.
Exactly. And I hope that this year in Buy Nothing Day, we can really launch a huge debate about sustainable consumption. I hope that we can put a real spotlight on our over-consumptive society.
Maybe people will buy nothing today, but they'll buy a lot more tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe they will. But I know that a lot of people who actually try to go on this consumer fast for 24 hours, I think they do have a very profound personal experience in doing that. And they realize to what extent people have become consumers and our culture has become a consumer culture. And they suddenly don't like the bloated look of this consumer culture of ours. And many people actually say, gee, I like Buy Nothing Day. I like that feeling of doing something right. And maybe this year I'll also celebrate my whole Christmas season in a different way.
Kalle Lassen is founder of Buy Nothing Day. He is director of the Adbusters Media Foundation.